So we're here with Luke, Ben and Emma, who have been in residence at WXYZ during February and March 2020. You guys have been working on a work with a working title of Sometimes You Just Gotta Let Yourself Slip. You've been with us for about 2 weeks, so we're just going to have a little chat about that work and, yeah, I guess something about the process of working together as well as a collective. So first of all, do you just want to give us a little insight into the initial idea that brought this project together, maybe, and what it is that you're working on, and perhaps give us some insight on how that's developed over 2 weeks in the studio and 4 weeks in of the project, I guess, with the 2 weeks in between.
Yeah. I suppose one of the things that keeps coming up for us is this thing of, like, very simply blurring lines between what's occurring outside the studio and what's occurring inside the studio, the influence that one of those aspects has on the other, particularly in relation to the three of us in combination, and the time that we share outside creative context and how that filters into the way that we want to be working with dance. Yeah, that was maybe like an initial thing that brought us to this application.
I guess, like, we've all danced together in different contexts, both like choreographic and just like performing together, but this is probably one of the few opportunities we've had to just be together in the studio all making.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for us to start devising our first full-length work together and kind of use previous little snippets of works that we've created for other contexts and bring them together into one studio and see how they kind of resonate with us and see how they function in us and between us now, having some space from them. Especially in, yeah, the first time we've really created a full-length work together.
Yeah, and those other contexts that we had, like, an opportunity to be making things together were smaller in the sense that maybe it was, like, a 10-15-minute piece that happened in the context of something else, like a music festival or, you know, in amongst other works. So, yeah, I guess for us this is the first time that, like, as equal collaborators, we're kind of embarking on something that's longer than, say, 20 minutes. And
for no particular context either.
Yeah, we have no idea where, when or where yet it's going to be presented. But even just, like, a thing of learning how to be in the studio together all day for consecutive days, something that we haven't really had an opportunity to do yet. So that's been interesting to see what's been coming up and how you sustain something over the day and what, you know, how long things take and whether that it's what we expect or not what we expect, and then how you come back the next day after reflecting. And
so tell us a bit more about that, about kind of navigating. So when you've made smaller works for specific contexts, it's quite, I imagine, quite a quick process to a clear outcome. Whereas this has been, as I understand it, more of an open, let's open up some kind of bigger subjects or longer term kind of investigations. And as a result, like you're saying, how do we work together as three people in an equal collective? Do you just want to talk about that, how that's maybe some of the things that have gone really easily, some of the things that have been more challenging, things you've navigated you didn't expect to have to navigate, you know, these kind of things?
Well, I think it's an interesting topic to discuss in terms of creating something where we don't really have an outcome compared to, say, like, things that we have had an outcome, because it gives it a, like, a pro in working in this kind of way is that there's a great openness and it's really experimental, and we can really just push an idea because we have time and space, and we don't have to please a particular kind of audience. Or whereas, so, like, if we've created in another context, it kind of it can ground a work in a particular way because you're making something for a particular demographic, but at the same time it can sometimes lock something in. So it's been really great to have a chance to actually just go like, hang on, what are we just interested in, without having that expectation, which can also be really daunting and scary because it's like, what are we interested in?
Yeah.
It's so open that sometimes it can be too open, so then you lose a sense of direction. Yeah, finding a direction or a tonality for the work, I suppose, is something that we're navigating and has been tricky but rewarding because it is really forcing us to discover what our true interests are.
That's something, now that I'm thinking about it, this like openness that you're talking about is like has actually really come into the specific material that we've made in a way that maybe we didn't realize.
Yeah,
like that there's a very kind of open, hazy kind of tone to a lot of the things, and there's a lot of space between things that in the material that we've developed, that maybe there's a relationship to what we're experiencing.
Yeah, especially compared to, say, something like where we've created for, say, a music festival such as Strawberry Fields, like the work had a real driving force that had a really clear quality and spectacle and like a really clear idea behind it that was forcing that gave it a lot of... I'm almost going to use the word pizzazz or something, whereas then this seems to kind of be like very washed of that or something, which is both interesting and, I don't know, just it's both like a pro and a con, I suppose, because it's...
I guess like we are the audience members watching our work at the moment, so that kind of relationship is just back and forward. Just within us internally, we don't have some external audience that we're thinking about at the moment.
And do you ever sense how it's different to make work in a collective like this, when, like you say, if three of you are making work at the same time and you're in the work, so you're not an outside eye to it, how that's different to developing a solo, I guess, you're in the work and no one is necessarily outside of it. How different is that working collectively? Have you found it, there's more support for, it's easier to kind of bounce ideas off each other and those kind of things?
Again, I would say like there are pros and cons to both, because if you're making a solo, which I was kind of doing at the beginning of the year, decision making can be a lot quicker, so you can get straight into really like fleshing out what it actually is, but then sometimes it can get a bit dry because you almost get to the point too quickly and then you start fleshing out but it doesn't seem like there's enough playfulness or back and forth or conversation that needs to happen. Whereas compared to working in a collective, at times it can feel quite slow, but sometimes that slowness brings another interesting thing because new things arrive out of purely just having a conversation about something, or like things spark because you have to, you know, make sure that we're all on the same page. So yeah, it can go a bit slower, but I think that can also make things arise that are also interesting.
It's like the ball starts rolling at like different paces. Sometimes it starts off really slow, and takes a while to like claw in and get there, and then it like rolls really quickly, or it will roll really quickly and then we might get to a point when it feels like we've fleshed out something to a point where it just needs to like slow down and stop for that period of time, and then to come back to it in another day.
Yeah, so there's these like steps of like filters that things need to go through, so like, I don't know, say Luke has this idea and then it has to kind of go through like, Luke presents it and then it goes through me, and then what do I think about that, and then goes through Ben, what does he think about that, and then what happens at the points where like I say, no, actually I think it needs to be more like this, or like, you know, and is that about compromise, or like finding a meeting point between the different perspectives, or is it about someone going, okay, this is a time for me to step more down with my opinion. Let's try what you've brought to the fore, and just kind of like letting your own interest in that moment maybe sit a bit more underneath, and giving more trust to the people that you're collaborating with. So it's this like trial and error of like, when is it more appropriate to go like, let's find a meeting point, and when is it more appropriate to go, cool, let's go with your idea, even though maybe it's not what I would have decided, but like that can also bring up new things.
Which has been an interesting thing to navigate, and we're all learning how to do that, because this is the first time we've really collaborated together in a longer period of time. It just takes time collaborating. When there's three equal voices making the work together, it does take a lot longer, which has its pros and cons, I think.
So do you feel that part of what you've started to dig into in the last couple of weeks is this process of working together?
Yeah.
Of a kind of definition of how, as a collective, you have a working practice. And just, so has that been kind of a bit of the focus of, while the piece you've been working on is a frame for it, actually that's also something that you've been discussing and figuring out as you've been going along?
Yeah, totally.
Any gems in there of like, well, actually, this is, we work, you know, do you have structures that you've started to kind of work with? Or I know there was a point where you said that you stepped out of some material and watched it, and or that you've,
Yeah. I think we've started discovering that a process that we do keep coming back to is this listening to each other in the studio in the moment. That's kind of intuitive, that we could just have never predicted, because it is really spontaneous and based on that moment. Like something will arise randomly in the studio and we'll be like, let's do that again, and then it'll take 4 hours. but then also using our pre-existing relationship outside of the studio and bringing those memories into the studio. We've never done that really before explicitly, so therefore figuring out those processes and how to do that has played a big part in this development and this residency as well, definitely. And trying to negotiate that and structure it and try to find interesting things and sources out of it as well.
Yeah, I'd say there's definitely some processes that we could probably define or explain or use in another situation that we've started to develop or get like a handle on. But I don't feel like, maybe a couple, but most of them haven't come from a place of like preparing, this is how we're going to work, or like tomorrow we're going to do blah blah blah. It's like very it really just does just come from how we're feeling on the day, which has been really nice. And then when, if we do talk about it, because we all live together, if we all talk about it at the end of the day or something, it's more reflective rather than like we're gonna do this to this material tomorrow, and this, and it feels much more open than that.
So how do you feel that your kind of relationship outside of the space influences how you're working together within it? Obviously you've known each other for a long time, so is that helpful? Is that a hindrance? Do you speak freely with one another in the studio?
Oh, I think we definitely speak freely. Yeah, it's definitely fast-tracked, like, some kind of it has definitely fast-tracked the processes that we have been discovering in the studio, because there isn't a sense of, like, tiptoeing around each other to make each other feel nice. It's just like...
There is or isn't?
There isn't. I was like, I feel like we kind of just get to the, like, kind of what Emma was saying previously. It's like, do we find a meeting point or do we just go with someone else? I feel like those decisions have been quite quick because we do have a lot of history together. We manage to get onto the same page quite quickly because one of us is usually just like, no or yes or do this or...
Yeah. And those that kind of process is like always kind of a occurring or has occurred for us in creative context, but also like just kind
at
of
home
at
as well,
day to day,
out.
Like
yeah,
what
how we negotiate each other around
yeah.
the house and like
yeah.
you know, yeah, so
yeah,
that's definitely a, something that's coming into this space.
Yeah. And that those kind of that relationship to one another influence the work, like the initial idea, right? Because the initial idea has a relationship to memory and specific things that you as a group have experienced or you as individuals have experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to just talk a bit more about that kind of context that you're bringing into the space?
Talk about New Zealand.
Huh? Oh, we could talk about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just one example is one of the processes we used was we all travelled to New Zealand at the end of last year. And while we were over there, we would record certain memories or our perceptions of those memories in a list. And then we kind of brought those memories that we shared together back into the studio, both in written form and then trying to like recreate them or revisit them. Kind of something like that.
And those memories often were just simply a departure point for something else to arise. So they would often venture like quite far from the original content. Like it wasn't like we were trying to recreate. It was like a it was like
stimulus.
The process lied in how do we recreate, how do I say, the process lied in like, yeah, how are we going to negotiate this recreation rather than explicitly recreating it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or how, what do I perceive that like my state was at that particular time that we recorded, and like what is that to re-enter it
now and
in the studio in, you know,
and then
in, totally decontextualized,
what is my relation of my memory to it compared to your memory of it? Like we are different.
We're definitely interested in this like altering perceptions of like this supposed this same moment but the differing perceptions that kind of linger beyond. What was that moment for you? What was that moment for me? Are they both real?
Yeah. I think another through line that's like, I personally think is related to this is this idea of kind of fracturing time or fracturing realities on top of each other. So it's like we build memories within a memory, but then we all have different memories of it. So then it creates these fracturings or pockets of different energies or slippages between like time and space that I think are interesting.
It's also constantly like
self-sourcing. Recycling itself or like
constantly producing the next version of next version of next version.
And then I think what's also interesting about making it into choreography from an outside perspective, if we like took ourselves outside of the work, it's like how is it being viewed without knowing with the source, and so therefore it also creates more fracturing because it's like how does this section blend with this section? So sometimes we would insert a memory into a rhythmic pattern or into another section because we think that they would go well together from an outsider's point of view without knowing the specific reference or the specific source. And so that also creates like fractures within itself. So I think it's a really interesting way to kind of create or like create content because it feels unfamiliar and it feels like spontaneous and it feels like I never know what to expect or something and feels random or like
and talking of multiplying and context outside of ourselves, obviously you're in residence while the COVID-19 outbreak has been taking a grip. How's that influenced the studio space or your sense of your role as an artist, or you, mm-hmm. yeah, I think there's a lot of layers in. How's that been for you?
Yeah, totally.
So let's maybe unpick a bit of that.
Mm. I was just saying before that I think it's made me a lot more aware of our proximity to each other as a trio. Like, we're just so close and we spend like so much time together in similar spaces.
Mm.
It's
like heightened.
Yeah, it's like heightened that sense like quite a lot. And even energy wise, like Ben, you were saying, like doing class before coming to the studio and creating, to me it always feels like seeing people from the outside world and like what's going on there, and then coming into our little bubble, and then I guess you could say like reflecting on the material we've made, maybe there is some sense of, I don't know what you'd even call it, like a bit of a lull or a bit of a safety,
respite,
something
coming,
in there
of coming into
yeah,
the space,
yeah,
creating.
Coming into the space and creating that has continued through a lot of the things that we've made in this time period.
Yeah, but then opposing that, I think it's also, we felt extremely lucky because we literally have caught, we've kind of been swept up at the end or the beginning of when it's getting really bad in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we felt also really lucky to have this opportunity and the last opportunity to like do class with a group of people and then use that energy as productively as possible, because it's like, oh, it's like our last, like it's like our last opportunity to really be with a gathering of people or with a community of people that we're so closely rely on all the time. And so that in the studio has also brought out an optimism in us, or like made us like, we've had like some really like you know, funny moments or influenced our energy in a really like uplifting way as well. But then for some weird reason, all the material seems to just be coming out as, not all the material, but a lot of the material seems to be coming out as quite soft or something, but I'm not sure why. Yeah, maybe it does have something to do with COVID.
Maybe in hindsight.
Yeah, in hindsight.
Yeah,
clear
yeah.
why that point
yeah.
kind of headed down that way.
I mean, it definitely is like a friendly reminder of how important it is to just have other people around you as an artist, and how you just can't really function as a solo entity in this field.
Yeah.
Oh, which is, you know, it's a good thing, I think.
I think it's also in like talking about like security as well, like people are often coming in with quite a nervous or anxious energy because, and us included, because we're surrounded by artists, or we're all losing work and we're all just having no sense of security financially, so it's also having an impact on like our conversations in the studio, which then will inevitably filter into our process of thought and into our bodies and into a dance.
It's funny because it just ties in with what we came into the studio with and what we were interested in, like this duality between like what's happening outside the studio and what's happening inside the studio.
Yeah.
I guess it's just proof that you can't separate those things.
But also in a just in a really practical way, I feel like particularly this week, because we had 2 weeks off and our first week was like 3 weeks ago or something, even just the shift from our first week to what's been happening this week, and it just feels like people are just disappearing and disappearing and disappearing. And we've had less and less, you know, on our plate in terms of work outside of what we're doing here. It's also been useful for giving us more of a focus on what we're doing here, because we've had less distraction of like, you know, oh, I have to go to work now. It's like, no, we can all actually be in the studio all day together, and that's also been a real positive that's come out of all of this.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's really focused us and like slowed us down in
a
really direct way or something.
We're definitely not taking this time that we have here together for granted.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell me about what happens next with the work. what happens in the material. And obviously at the very end of a residency, it's not always the moment where you know the direction it's taking. And
yeah.
You've already acknowledged how between that first and second week in residence, where you had that break, that there's a gestation of the ideas, I guess, and clarity kind of comes. But at this stage, do you have a sense of what you think it will be? You've spoken about it being a full-length work, mm. and the first one is a collective, but
mm.
I'm going to flesh that out.
Yeah. Although at the moment, like, we don't have a clear trajectory for the work in terms of outcome or next stage development, I do feel really hopeful in the content that we've created, and I think that we're all very interested in where it can go next, and we're curious as to really pursuing, like, having another development, probably another 2-week block, and then potentially presenting in, like, a festival such as Fringe or maybe Next Wave. But yeah, we definitely, I personally feel really interested in the content that we've created and the dynamic that we've created, and pursuing that further, even though we don't necessarily have a clear trajectory as of yet.
Mm. In terms of the content, I guess we've spoken about, I don't know, maybe like a good way to come back into this next time could be to look at what is all this material kind of, what's a good word for, like, yeah, merged together, I guess, or like the structure of it a bit more kind of chopped, so that what is all the content to be like shifted side by side or in different combination, mm. or like all of it kind of just blended into one thing rather than like bit.
Yeah,
that's, I guess, is the next kind of big thing that we need to think about. We haven't yet worked with any sound,
mm.
so particularly in terms of this, what we're talking about, the tone of the work, or sitting in a kind of a similar world at the moment. We need to make some decisions about how we want sound to function with that, or whether it supports that, whether it opposes that, whether we want to work to produce some sound and then, you know, shape some of our material so that it shifts in energy in relation to the music. Or,
mm.
Yeah, so that feels like maybe a next big step is maybe bringing someone in to work on sound
mm-hmm.
alongside this. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure hosting you here for a couple of weeks.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Thank
you.
Yeah, we wish you well with the project going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.